good evening. Welcome to Warren Community Fellowship. We're so glad that you're here in person. We're also glad for all of you that are online with us this evening. I invite you to let's stand and worship God for all the great things that He has done for us. Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. O Hero of Heaven, You conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. O God, You have done great things. We dance in Your freedom, awake and alive. O Jesus, our Savior, Your name is high. O God, You have done great things. Faithful through every storm, You'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things, and I know You will do it again, for Your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things, God, You do great things. O Hero of Heaven, the grave, You free every captive, break every chain. Oh God, You have done great things. We dance in Your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, Your name lifted high. Oh God, You have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all. Unshakable, hallelujah, You have done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable, hallelujah, You have done great things. You've done great things. O Hero of Heaven, You conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh God, You have done great things. We dance in Your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, Your name lifted high. Oh God, You have done great things. You have done great things. Oh God, You do great things. Amen. You can be seated. Well, again, good evening. We're so glad that each one of you are here, those of you that are here. And again, welcome to all of you that are online. And we're so glad that you're here. We're just pausing in the middle of our week to gather our thoughts, to remind ourselves of who God is and what He's done for us. And we're going to be doing something special tonight. I'll explain in a moment. Tonight, we're doing something different. We're going to be setting aside our Journey Through the Bible study for this evening. And we're going to be spending some time focusing on prayer and spending some extra time praying to our God for what's going on in our world. Here in St. Helens, we've had some people that have been doing a peaceful protest march this evening, and so we're going to be praying over that. We're going to be praying for our city. We're going to be praying for all of the stuff that's been going on, that God would rule and reign in the midst of the trouble, and that God would bring peace, and that He would calm things down, and that truth and justice would prevail. And so we're going to spend some time. So you'll see in-house here, we've got these two mics up here. When asked to pray, we're going to ask you to come up and pray on mic. That way our online community can participate with us. If you are online with us tonight, you will notice that we have a text number that may even right now be scrolling on the bottom of your screen. It's going to be scrolling throughout the service. And if you would, we would invite you to pray with us. And what we're asking you to do is text a prayer into a text to this text number that you see on the screen, and then send that, and then throughout the times that we pray, someone here will pray your prayer that you texted to us so that you can participate with us. And so we're excited about the opportunity to pray, because when we pray, we know what? God hears, God listens, and God answers. And so that's what we'll be doing tonight. I'm going to pray for our evening, and then as we're going to continue to worship in song as we prepare our hearts to pray and focus on who our God is and what he's done for us. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together as those that know you and to pray. So Father, as we lift up our voice in song this evening, even those are prayers that we're praying to you. It may be words that are declaring who you are and what you've done for us. Some of them may actually be prayers, but we lift our voices in song. We lift our voices in prayer this evening because we know that you are God. We trust you and we desire to see you to continue to move in this world. I can't comprehend your infinitely beautiful and perfect love. Oh, I've dreamed dreams of majesty as brilliant as a billion stars, but they're never bright enough. After all, you are holy, holy, holy.
Holy, 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 holy. your infinitely beautiful.
Uncertain days to get our eyes off of the Lord and on all the chaos that is around us. But you know, it's when we put our eyes upon Jesus that we have God's peace and all the stuff just fades away. Remember the old song that in the face of Jesus, everything just fades away. And that's the way it is. Our God is in charge and our God loves us. And tonight we're here because not only do we love the Lord Jesus, but we love our community. We love our nation, and we love one another. And I don't know about you, but it breaks my heart to see what's happening in our country. And I'm almost brought to the point of tears when I think of the beloved America that I grew up in and knew, and to see what's happening here today. We need God's involvement in our lives today more than ever before. We need God's involvement in our country and in the world. As we look at the events of this world pandemic and the heartache, the suffering, the death that it's brought about, it brings us to our knees, realizing that we are so helpless. We really are kind of weak creatures, aren't we? We need a big God, don't we? But we do have a big God. And so tonight we want to come to Him in prayer, because we believe prayer not only changes things, it changes people. And so tonight I'd like to just read a passage as we begin and just give you a little bit of a, kind of a idea of where we're going to go tonight. We're all on new ground here. It's a new world, isn't it? And so anyway, I'd like to read this passage of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 8 through 19. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. With this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. Now, of course, these verses come at the end of a passage that deals with spiritual warfare, by putting on the full armor of God, because our enemy, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so it sums this up with this prayer. This prayer starts with all prayer and petition. Doesn't call you that are spiritual or super spiritual or pastors or elders. This is addressed to the church at Ephesus, to all of us. So this is an encouragement for all of us to be involved in prayer. All of us have access to the throne of God. And we all have access to the one who can get involved in our life. I always say that prayer is the mechanism that gets God involved in our lives. Do you want God involved in your lives? Then pray. Because prayer is what gets God involved. So tonight what we're going to do is we've divided our prayer time, our time here tonight, into three sections. First of all, we're going to be praying for our local community, for the protests that are happening downtown. I'm sure that you're all aware of what's going on down there. We have seen the news. We've seen rioting and all those things that take place. And so we don't want that to happen here. We also saw in the news what happened to George Floyd and the tremendous injustice that was done there. And it breaks our heart to see that happening. You know that every human being, regardless of the amount of pigmentation or their ancestral origin, is loved in the sight of God. He loves each one of us with divine love, enough love that He sent His Son to die for us. And so, anyway, we want to pray tonight, and we want to pray at all times in the Spirit. I believe that the Spirit of God guides us when we pray. As a matter of fact, we'll read another scripture that says, that basically tells us that even when we don't know how to pray as we should, the Holy Spirit interprets those prayers, so He prays according to the will of God. So we want you to be praying in the Spirit tonight. And then also in this passage, He talks about being on alert and persevering in prayer. And so we want to do that tonight. Prayer sometimes is not easy, is it? That's why He tells us to persevere in prayer. Has anybody ever told you to persevere in eating ice cream? No, that's easy. We don't have to persevere in that. We have to persevere in not eating it. So I think that God knows our weakness. He knows that prayer is hard. And so He calls us to persevere. With all perseverance and petitions for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that others may be given to me to the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. I don't know if you know it or not, but our pastor is actually kind of on duty tonight as a chaplain. He's with the fire department tonight, and he's going to be there with them, so we need to be praying for him. You know, he's a part of our community for a purpose, and that is to be a voice, an outreach for Jesus Christ in our community. So please be praying for him. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up these microphones, and we're going to ask you to come forward, and it would be kind of nice if you want to pray that you would come, even if someone's here, and be in line so that we don't have any breaks in our prayer time. So if you would like to be praying, I'd like to invite you to come up right now and get ready to do that. And so I'll open with prayer. And then again, this is a prayer meeting. I'm not the prayer here. We all are the prayers. So again, I invite you to come and just share your hearts with God. I know if you feel as I do that God has burdened your heart for what's happening tonight, what's happening in our country. And so I want you to come and unload that burden that's on your heart before our God. So I'm going to open in prayer. While I'm doing that, I invite you to come forward. Father God, we are just so grateful that life is so much more than what is visible. That you are the invisible King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Sovereign of the universe. We want to thank you, God, that you have a will for each individual life. You had a will for George Floyd's life, Lord. You had a plan for his life. You have a plan for ours. You have a plan for our nation. And Lord, you are working out that plan to bring it to fruition till the time of when Jesus comes again. So Lord, we rest in your plan. We find hope in your plan, even though around us chaos continues. So Lord, we pray tonight for what's going on here in our own city. Lord, is these people who are so deeply burdened about what happened to this man and the injustice done, as they come and demonstrate their grief in solidarity with one another, we pray, Father, that they would do this peacefully. We pray, Father, that that they would truly have pure intent and pure hearts, and they would come and do what they have said that they're coming to do. Father, we pray for our fire department and our law enforcement people. Lord, that you would give them wisdom and restraint, and Lord, that you would give them boldness and courage at the same time, in humility. So, Father, again, we just pray for this night. We pray, Father, that this might be a night of blessing, not a night of shame. So we lift it before you, God, trusting that your Spirit is going to move throughout this community. And most of all, God, we pray that your Spirit would come convicting of sin, righteousness, and justice, and judgment. We pray, Father, that many, even tonight, through these events, might come to know how much you love them and care for them and want them and desire them to be with you for eternity. So Lord, we just pray that that bold message of the gospel could be proclaimed as a result of what's taking place here tonight.
Father, we just come to you in regards to our community. What a great community we have that you've given us, Lord. And our family here at WCF is such an integral part of that community. And we thank you for that fact. And I just pray that this church can be a light to this community, that you can be seen and heard by us. And I just pray, Jesus, that you'd continue to help us as a church that way. Right now we are lifting up our community, especially those that are involved in the situation downtown right now, whatever it's called. Lord, I just pray for your protection for every person, every piece of property, every feeling. Lord, you know the needs and the hurts. There are a lot of hurts, Lord, people that are hurting. But help them, Lord, to be able to turn to you for this help rather than trying to take care of things on their own. I just pray that this would be a very peaceful, meaningful situation for the people, and that they come away from it with good feelings, Lord, rather than bitter and anger. I just thank you, Jesus, so much for your presence there now, because it's beyond our ability to do anything about it, Lord, except come to you and ask for help. And I just thank you so much, Jesus. And I give you the praise in your name. I want to add one more thing Pastor Tom mentioned. For those that are watching over the internet, remember you can text the prayers. And Rachel's number is going to cross the screen. I already have one. And we're going to share these at the end with those that are here and those on the internet. So please, if you haven't included your prayers, hey, your prayers are just as important as ours, just that you couldn't be here tonight. So I just encourage you to be doing that. Text Rachel's number, a prayer, and one of us will come up and share it with everyone towards the end of the service. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Humbled by the love that you've shown me and the community and the
church. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Created each and every one of us.
has named every star in the sky. Love us enough to send your son. He might die, that we might have this perfect peace. And as we look at all this turmoil, every time I get bound up in myself, I turn to you, and that perfect peace comes about, Father. And it's through your son that that happens, and I just thank you so much for it. I also, like Bob was saying, and Fred both, I just pray for this nation, that there are so many who have never had the opportunity to know who Jesus really is. I just pray that each one of us that have had the blessing of receiving the Holy Spirit and that love from Christ would have the opportunity to share it with somebody who has been misled by the world. It is only through Christ that we will know the truth and find the true peace. And I just pray for all those that are downtown. I know where the people are who love this community and are there to share their love for this community. I just pray for those that somehow have been mistreated, misled, unloved, just beaten on in their life, just really feel down, that somehow we could connect with them and show them that through your word, you can find that perfect peace and love that can only be gotten through Christ. So, Father, I just thank you for this night that we can come together as a family of yours, and we can pray for those who don't know you. And we just call on your Holy Spirit to help them to take that chance and get into your word. Come be a part of this family and see if we can't love you. Like Fred said, it makes no difference. Makes no difference our heritage. We look at these DNA tests as the scientists have. It all goes back to one, Adam and Eve. We are all one another in this creation of yours. And that we... Pray.
Father God, we just... thank you for the opportunity to come to you, Lord, come to your throne, Father, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we know that you are hearing our petitions and that you're honoring these petitions, Father, our heartfelt yearning, Lord, our calling, our moaning, for Lord, towards you. And Father God, we just come tonight, Lord, to realize, Father, that you are in charge, that you are the creator God, that you know before anything happens that that's going to happen, Father, that you have a plan for this church, for this body, for this community, for this country, and for this world, Lord. And that's where we get our confidence. We know, Father, that you are in charge, and that nothing is going to happen beyond your control, Lord, that you have everything under control. And, Father, we also pray for our community tonight, Lord, the challenges that they may be facing, our law enforcement officers and the citizens, Father. We just pray for a peaceful evening in St. Helens, Lord, that you will just work a miracle in that it will go so smooth and that there will be some reconciliation, Father, between those who need to reconcile things with each other. Then on a broader scale, Father, we just pray for our country, Lord. Our country is in crisis, Father. It's a spiritual warfare. We know that, Lord. And we just have to just love the people and grow our faith in you, Lord, that that this situation is going to be taken care of. And we do pray for those who have lost their loved ones in these riots, including, of course, the first person in Minneapolis, Lord, who suffered death at the hands of a bad person, Father, that we don't know what the situation was in his heart, Lord, but we know that he can be redeemed, Father, that nobody is beyond your reach, Father. No one is beyond the reach of the Holy Spirit who draws people to you, Lord. And we just know that. So we need to pray for everybody, Lord, involved in this thing. We pray for the families of the police officers who have lost their lives in these riots, Lord. that you comfort them, Lord. Comfort all those, the relatives of the people who have died, Lord. That comfort them. We pray, Father, that through these crises and sorrow, that hearts would be softened, Lord, towards you. That people will understand that they need you, Father. That we can't get through this life by ourselves. You'll be unfulfilled, Lord, and we'll never find the answer, Lord. So we just pray, Father, that there be an awakening in this country, Lord. We've had two awakenings in the history of this country. We need a third awakening, Father, that people will wake up,
yes,
and be drawn by the Holy Spirit to you, Lord. And so, Father, we just pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will work in this country, Lord. And we also ask for you to be with our leaders, Lord. Give them strength, courage to do what's right, Lord. And just guide them, Father. We just pray that they will get on their knees and pray for your guidance. And so, Father, we just come to you tonight, Lord, knowing that we have the confidence in you, Father. And we just pray for reconciliation and peace once more in our country. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we're all in agreement with the words that have been expressed and brought to you before your throne of grace. You say that wherever two or more are gathered in your name, there you are, you're in our midst, and we acknowledge your presence. We thank you for your presence, and we thank you that we can enter your presence with confidence. Lord, you know that we are weak, and we're a people that you're mindful that we're but dust. You know our frame. You know that apart from you, we can do nothing. That even our next breath is a gift from you. It's in you that we live and move and have our being. And it's also in you and your character, your mercy and your kindness, your goodness, your love, your wisdom, your justice, your holiness. Everything is true of you, Lord. We acknowledge that everywhere except for on planet Earth, there's peace. Everywhere that you created, your will is being done in heaven. And now we ask that your will be done on Earth, as it is in heaven. And so, Father, we just come before you as very dependent, created beings, needing your help, and thanking you for your help. And Lord, we thank you that we have, each of us here, we all have a story, we have reasons why we live in this community, and reasons why you have led us to be here. And we love this place, and we love these people. We just, it's a great place, and we are blessed. But Lord, as there are protests and people just expressing anger, and where there's anger, there's pain. But where there's pain, there must be comfort too. And you came to heal the brokenhearted, to bind up the wounds, and set the captives free. And we're asking you to do that. As we pray for our neighbors, we are expressing our love for our neighbors. And Lord, where there is distance and disconnection between us and neighbors, would you help us with that? That we might be ones who would initiate, and that your Spirit would initiate through us to reach out with the good news that you've given to us. And so people are hurting, Lord, and we need your Holy Spirit to enable us by your Spirit to love them, and not to dismiss other people, but to really join with them. And that, so Lord, we can't do that without your Holy Spirit, not only empowering us, but transforming our minds so we can think and so act with the mind of Christ. So we turn to you, we turn in repentance to you, we turn back to you to say, Lord, help us. Help us to help our neighbors. Help us to love our neighbors. And we think of of Pastor Carey right now out there in the midst. We lift him up before your throne of grace. We ask, God, that you would just be his strength and be his wisdom at this moment. At the very moment that we're praying for him right now, you know what he's doing. You know where he is, what he's saying, what he's thinking, how he's feeling. Fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Empower him and enable him to be your vessel, to be used to express your love and your mercy, your kindness, your healing and hope to people in the community. So, Lord, would you just let him know right now, let him know by your presence and your peace and your power that you're with him, that you're using him, that you're glorifying yourself in and through him. We thank you, Lord, for these things. We thank you for the privilege of being able to come before your throne of grace and even to be used of you in prayer and continuously, not only this evening, but continuously throughout the course of our week and the course of the month and the course of the year and for years to come, that we might be used of you, that you might be glorified in the name of Jesus who loved us and gave himself up for us. Amen.
Father God, I was reading on Concerned Citizens of Columbia County earlier about a young lady who obviously was a lady of color, Lord, and she expressed her fear of just running alone on the streets in St. Helens. Lord, as I just think of this poor woman and the fear she's experienced, it breaks my heart, Lord. Lord, it breaks my heart also that there have been those who have caused that fear for her. Lord, I pray, I just pray a prayer of repentance, Lord. Forgive us for allowing that message for this young woman. Lord, forgive me for not somehow communicating the love of Christ in a better way. So again, Father, we just pray for people like that. And Lord, we also pray for the families, as Dick has already prayed for, who have been injured and harmed and even killed because of these riots. And Lord, I think of even the family of the man who first committed this injustice. His wife is divorcing him, his family's falling apart. Lord, we think of this man that even though he did what is wrong, the pain that he must be experiencing at this time too, needing the forgiveness of God. Lord, Jesus died for all sin, even that man's sin. So we pray, Father, that he could come to peace by knowing the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. We pray also, Lord, for those who have perpetrated crimes of violence and looting and arson in the midst of all of this, that they too would be convicted of their sin and, Lord, they could come to repentance and find there's forgiveness in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the great power of the blood of Jesus, which covers a multitude of sin. So, Father, we just lift them up before you that they could find Jesus, find forgiveness, find peace, find what they're looking for that's missing in their lives. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
A generation that sees.
that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. We bow our hearts, we bend our knees, O Spirit, come make us whole. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift a soul to another. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. And God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob.
1 Timothy 2. Verses 1 through 6 reminds us, first of all, then I urge you that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. This next section of our time, we would like to be praying for our nation and world chaos and revival throughout the land. So again, don't need to be reminded of everything that's been happening in the last 4 to 5 months. With this pandemic and all the pain and suffering it's caused. I don't know if you've kept up on the news, but there's mass starvation throughout, especially third world countries, where lockdowns have happened and there's been no provision made for those that cannot get to their homes, and they're just stuck in places without any resources. And I know that my son's ministry, Passion for People, has collected over $42,000 and provided over 100,000 meals for those people, just different villages and that are just stuck without food and transportation. So this is happening throughout the world. So this is a worldwide crisis. And so we want to be praying for things that are happening worldwide in our nation. Also in the area of politics, I've never been so discouraged with politics in all my life. There's so much division, so much disinformation being sent all the time. Jesus says that a nation that is divided against itself cannot stand. It's a wonder that we're standing at all with a tremendous amount of division within our land. So we want to spend this part of our time in just praying for our nation and world, and the world in a chaotic condition it's in, and also for revival. And specifically in this passage, we've looked at all these different words, adjectives that tell us, or adverbs that are telling us how to pray. But we're to pray for kings and all in authority. And, Jesus Christ came to give us peace, didn't he? You know, he said, I came to give you peace. Not as the world gives you, give I you, but he gives us his peace. And it's only when we have the peace of God in our hearts that we can be at peace with our neighbors and with our world. So at this time, I invite you to come forward again, and we'll focus, instead of just on our community, on our nation and world events as well. So I'll open in prayer, and then again, you can come up to the microphones and pray as God leads you. Father God, again, we are just so grateful that we have you to come to. And again, Lord, we feel so helpless in the world around us, in our nation. Lord, our hearts are broken about the disunity within our nation, the disinformation that just seems to be dispelled everywhere, of all the contradictions, of all the hypocrisy, of our leaders that seems many of them are taking advantage of their positions and care little about the people or our nation, but only about staying in power. And so, Lord, we are sickened by all of this. Our hearts are broken over it. Lord, we know that you can heal a nation. Lord, we know that you have protection over nations, and you can remove that protection. So, Father, we do lift up our nation before you. We pray for our leaders. We pray, Father, for many of them to be saved. Lord, we know that they need salvation. Lord, that there is a hopeless eternity for those who reject the wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that there is none righteous, no, not one. None of us deserve to be in your kingdom. But Lord, you provided a way. You sent your Son to die, to pay the penalty for our sins, so that we could be cleansed and made fit to spend eternity in heaven and paradise with you. So Father, we just cry out to you that, again, that your Spirit would move throughout our land, convicting of sin, righteousness, and of judgment. Lord, that people would be bowed down with sin, that sin would be so real, that it would be just so vivid in their minds that they just cannot escape from it. And we'd be driven to their knees to come to a God of mercy and compassion and God of grace who provided a way to have that burden removed that they might find peace with you. So again, Holy Spirit, move in our land. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just know that you knew before the beginning of time that we would all be in this room tonight, Lord, praying for these exact situations that are happening tonight. In your word, you have told us that if we would humble ourselves and pray, our land could be healed, and we're coming to you tonight, Lord, in all humility. Father, we just ask forgiveness for the sins of our nation. We ask forgiveness for all the things that we have allowed to happen, Lord. We thank you that you are with us, and we just pray your forgiveness for all the lives that have been lost, not from COVID or not from these riots, but at our own hands with abortion, Lord, as for convenience. And, Lord, we ask forgiveness for that, that we've allowed that to happen and to go on and on and on. We ask forgiveness for the other sins of our nation as we turn further and further as a country against your word. And we just pray right now that you would pour your Holy Spirit down upon our leaders, Lord. Mm-hmm. Both those, the ones that we agree with and those that we don't, Lord, that you would just put your hand upon them, that they would see what was happening, that they would wake up. We just pray that you would wake up our country. We would wake up the Christians and help them see that it's time for them to take a stand and have a voice. And we just pray that you would do that. We thank you, Lord, that you are always with us. And we pray still for our pastor who is downtown right now and has such a love for this church and for the people of this community. And we pray that as he is with the other firemen tonight, that he will just be picture of calm and a picture of you within the midst of the situation. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, I just praise you and thank you that we can come to you with these requests. And Father, I just lift up our nation as well. I lift up our government. Like we've heard already tonight, it's been a real hard time watching the politics in our country. So Father, I just pray for your hand, your guiding hand over all the leaders, our governor, our presidents, and the anger that is so relevant in our country today. You get on Facebook or any of the stuff. So, Father, I pray that you would forgive any of us that have participated in that anger. And I pray, Father, that we would return anger with love. And I pray, Father, that we would be a guiding light. And that we would spread only truth, that as we check out the things we spread, diligence, and spread only truth, because there's stuff that just goes on. I pray for all the leaders and policemen that are out in Portland tonight, as well as St. Helens, along with our pastor and all the other chaplains. I pray the special covering over them. I pray for our schools. I pray for the leadership in this country to change the way that they're educating our children and bring back responsibility. So, Father, I pray not everyone gets a blue ribbon. You know, we need to hold each other accountable. Your word tells us that. So I pray, Father, that as we go about our night tonight, that we would hold ourselves accountable. And if there's anything in us that is not right with you, that you would bring it to our light so that you would answer our prayer and you would heal this nation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this evening. We just thank you for your spirit being within this body tonight, Lord, and those who are watching. Lord, we just need to remember and thank you for this country that you gave to us so many decades ago. We just pray for our founding fathers that they were such godly men. And Lord, we just pray that we would have those godly men within our government now, Lord, to have their eyes upon you. We just thank you for this time. We just ask you just to be with us, be with our country, be with those volunteers that are downtown tonight, Lord, you know, in Portland. Lord, we just, it's not just here, it's all over the world. There's chaos. We just thank you. Ask you now just to be with all of everyone around the world to unite. Lord, you created us as one. Let us remember that. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I come to you again just so thankful for your Holy Spirit. Like Fred said earlier, even when we don't know how to pray, he will, if we will just sit and be quiet, he will come to us and give us the words. And as I was sitting back here thinking of the word you've given us, all the truths, all the examples that we have to know where we're headed when we're not doing the right things. And when I say right things, I think following your Son. I was just thinking how fickle we are, Father. Please forgive us for our sin nature. We deserve whatever we get in this world. But we thank you for sending your Son. And I'm just reminded how fickle we are that on one day, we're just singing our hallelujahs and so thankful for a Messiah. But son of a gun, we don't send the right one. And then just a couple days later, we're in a mess we are now as a nation and a country that we think somehow we know better. And we're willing to put the Savior of each one of us to death. Gruesome death, Father. So please forgive us and help us to see our own sin, not help me not see other sins, but see mine, and help me be more like your son, Jesus. It's in his name I pray, amen.
Jesus, I especially thank you right now for President Trump. Lord, it's such a controversial president, but Lord, he has done so much and has worked so hard for this nation. And I so much appreciate what he's been, the stands he's making for the churches and other Christian stands now, Lord. I just pray that you'd be with him and his leadership, continue to help him. Lord, I just pray as a nation that people would recall the fact that you put him there. He's your president, Jesus. And help us, Lord, to be supportive and help us to do what we need to encourage others, Lord, that way. And Lord, the same thing, I have to ask forgiveness because of my lack of support for our governor. Lord, same situation. You put her there. I have no business being as critical as I have been of the decisions that she's made. Lord, she's got tough decisions to make. And I just pray, Jesus, that you would continue to be with her and help other leaders throughout the nations and the world. You're not just you just don't put the American politicians in office, Lord. You take care of the whole world. So I thank you, Jesus, for what you have done for our country and for our nation. And I do just pray for those two in particular, Jesus, that you just bless President Trump and Governor Brown and the task that they have to make during this time and the things they have to do during this time. And I just praise your name for them.
Father, again, we are so grateful that you are the God of the whole world. That, Lord, you hold us all in your hands. Thank you, Lord, for the comfort that gives us. And, Lord, thank you, too, that you've given us this passage to pray for those who are leaders. Thank you, Lord, for that prayer that Bob has shared for our president and for our governor. And, Lord, I pray for many other politicians, too, but most of all, Lord, yes, it would be great if they would be righteous in their leadership positions. But, Lord, more than anything, they need Jesus. Just like every human being on planet Earth needs you. That's their greatest need. So we pray, Father, your Spirit would move in their hearts and draw them to you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
So many reasons, too many to count, to say that I love you, to worship you now. Your love is perfect, and your heart is kind. I'm yours forever, forever you're mine. Let's stand together and sing it. Jesus, the anthem of my heart. Jesus, the anchor of my soul. I'm overwhelmed by all you are. Oh, how I love you. You call me beloved. You call me friend. Your grace says I'm worthy. You welcome me in. Now all that I long for and all that I need is to be in your presence. Forever I fall at your feet. Jesus, the anthem of my heart. Jesus, the anchor of my soul. I'm overwhelmed. Jesus, the anthem of my heart. Jesus, the anchor of my soul. I'm overwhelmed by all you are. Oh, how I love you. Faithful to the end, God, you are always good. Where do I begin? There's so many reasons to love you. Your promise never breaks, your beauty never fades. What else can I say? There's so many reasons to love you. Faithful to the end, God, you are always good. Where do I begin? There's so many reasons to love you. Your promise never breaks, your beauty never fades. What else can I say? There's so many reasons to love you. So many reasons to love you. Oh, Jesus, the anthem of my heart. Jesus, the anchor of my soul. I'm overwhelmed by all you are. Oh, how I love you, Jesus, the anthem of my heart. Jesus, the anchor of my soul. I'm overwhelmed by all you are. Oh, how I love you. I'm overwhelmed by all you are. Oh, how I love you. How I love you. Grand earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken for my regard. Through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, through it all, it is well. Through it all, my eyes are on you. It is well with me. It for me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see, and this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. Through it all, my eyes it all, it is well. Through it all, it all, my eyes are on you, and it is well. It is well. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know His name. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know His name. So let go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know His name. The waves and wind still know His name. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well.
In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. As I read this passage, I picture a person praying and the Holy Spirit with a catcher's mitt up there, and He catches that prayer. And then He pulls it in and He does whatever He does to reinterpret it so that He prays it according to the will of God. And then He prays it to God, and God the Father hears that prayer. And then He causes all things to work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Isn't that a beautiful picture? You know? So at this time, we would like to pray with our online audience. And so hopefully they have been texting Texas to you, and several of you have received those, I hope. And so if you have received one of those texts, would you come forward and we will pray together with our online audience with their prayers. Everybody's checking their phones. You got one? Okay. We only got one. Okay. All right.
This serves also as an update This was the first one I think received, and it was a prayer of thanks for St. Helens to be safe and peaceful so far this evening. At that time that this came through, probably about 6:45, things were going well. I just checked out about 10 minutes ago, and things are still going very well downtown, so thank you, Jesus, for that. I know they've got a whole evening to go, but we've got a big God, and He knows the time needs to be there. So I have no idea who sent this prayer in, but again, the prayer was thank you for keeping St. Helens safe and peaceful so far during the evening. Okay.
Well, again, we will open up our mics to any of you who want to pray. So if you would like to, come forward. And while you're doing that, I would like to pray, all right? Father, again, we are just so grateful for your presence in our lives. Lord, I just take such relief in the fact that we are accepted in the Beloved because of what Christ has done for us. That we stand before you in his righteousness without fear, able to call out to you, oh, dear, dear Father. Thank you that you hear our prayers. Thank you that you're concerned about the things that are on our heart. Thank you, Lord, that you care more than the most caring father or mother in this world. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you that you have taken our cares that we've expressed to you tonight. And thank you, Spirit of God, that you've interpreted those prayers so that you pray according to the will of God, so that all things might work together for the good of your people. So, Lord, thank you for being with us tonight and giving us your peace, giving us confidence in you. And thank you, Lord, that we are always safe in you and in your will and doing what you call us to do. And Father, we again just call upon you that your Spirit would continue to move throughout the streets of St. Helens tonight. Lord, I pray that it might be even a more peaceful night than normal, that those who were planning to do mischief, Lord, would be prevented, that your Spirit would resist them in any evil doing that might be planned in their hearts. Father, I pray those that are just there that you might put it in their hearts to do good, to love their neighbor, to do good works. Father, we just pray that a spirit of revival would come across this city, this community, this county, this state, this nation, this world. So again, Father, tonight we just ask that your peace might settle here, that the goodness of God might be made known, and people might know the peace of knowing you as their heavenly Father instead of experiencing you as their judge. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, if there's no one else that would like to come and pray. Oh, yes, please, Linda, come up and pray.
Dear Lord, we just thank you just for this opportunity tonight to come together as a body and join with those really around the world who've been praying to you today in regards to our nation and our problems here. Father, I thank you for each one that has looked to you for answers, that's just called on your name today, tonight, this week. Lord, just thank you that your Holy Spirit is within us and prompts us to talk to you. We want more of that. We want to talk to you more about the things that you want us to talk to you about. And I know that this has caused us all to talk to you way more than we have been. We thank you for that. We thank you because it is your will for us to talk to you a lot. And so we just lift these requests, these praises to your throne, and just say they're yours. Thank you for all that you do for us, for your amazing love and blessing. And this we pray in the name of Jesus. We love you. Amen.
And Lord, once again, we thank you that you have given us authority in the name of Jesus by his shed blood, that Satan, who would try to create chaos and does create chaos, must flee at the name of Jesus, and when we take our stand in the authority of his blood. And so as we think of our nation, of cities all around, of New York City, we think of New York City. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus and by the authority of his shed blood for that city that has been in chaos, that Satan has sought to steal and kill and destroy, to loot, to pillage, to discourage, to just cause your people and people everywhere to just cave into fear. And we speak the name of Jesus over New York City and Minneapolis and Chicago and Detroit and St. Louis and Seattle and San Francisco and San Diego and Los Angeles and Atlanta and Baltimore and Boston and Washington D.C. And Orlando, Florida and New Orleans and all these places, Lord, we just bring the name of Jesus with authority that you've given to us to speak in that name. We speak now over these cities in our land. Lord, with chaos, you spoke into chaos and you brought order and you created out of order. And now we ask that you would recreate order out of the chaos that Satan is stirring. We thank you that you're able, that you're willing, and we know that we're praying according to your will, Lord. We know that when we pray according to your will, we know that we have the requests which we've asked of you. We thank you, Lord, that you can turn all of this into triumph, that you could be glorified. Lord, we're sorry. We're ashamed that we wait until it gets to be such a mess that now we're asking, Lord, who else would we turn to? You're the only one that has the words of life. We would have despaired unless we'd believed that we would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I thank you that you say, be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Yes, wait for the Lord. Amen.
Well, I'm going to give a shameless plug here. If you felt this was meaningful for you tonight, we do have a prayer meeting every Monday morning at 6 in the morning, and we have no agenda but to seek God's face. So I know that you like to sleep at that time, but you've got nothing to do but sleep, so just come out and join us, all right? So anyway, come on down here at the church, 6 o'clock. We meet in the upper room there, and we just share for a few moments. We don't take prayer requests. We give those prayer requests to Jesus. We just share them with him. So you come on down and join us, and we had 6 people show up last Monday. So we think that we're changing our county and the world through our prayers. So come join us. So at this time, Pastor Tom, would you close our meeting in prayer?
Sure. Father God, as we just have been praying, we thank you that as we have been praying, you have been here uniting our hearts. And we know that you have heard our prayers. So now we cast all of the care of what we've been praying about over on you, trusting you, humbling ourselves in your presence, asking that you would be Lord. And Father, your word says that your peace will be with the person that keeps their minds stayed on you. And so now as we go about our lives, may our minds stay on you. May even the prayer through song that we just sang a few minutes ago, that through it all, our eyes are on you. Through it all, it is well with our souls, because you are Lord. You are King. In fact, Lord, we pray, Jesus, come quickly. Lord Jesus, come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You're dismissed.
Thanks for joining us in the study of God's Word with Pastor Kerry Wacker. We'd love to have you join us in person for worship each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. or 10:45 a.m. We also meet Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. Warren Community Fellowship is located at 56523 Columbia River Highway in Warren, Oregon, between Scappoose and St. Helens. For more information about Warren Community Fellowship or about WCF Ministries, call us at 503-397-4000. 4387. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.